Praise the Lord. So this morning we'd like to go to the second day of the morning revival line. This is on page 6. Can we all read the title underneath day 2 together? Everybody got it? All right, go.
The importance of having a time with the Lord
in the morning. Okay, so this morning I'd like to, Brother Sam and I would like to help you all with basic procedure regarding morning revival. Sorry, my voice is going a little bit. So in the morning, there isn't a method. There's no set way to do it, but there are basic principles. There's a procedure. I'd like to just kind of cover this title here, just kind of parse it out. First part of it is the importance. Morning revival is important. I think most of us know this. But interestingly enough, in the morning, when you actually wake up in the morning to have morning revival, there are a lot of other stuff that become very important all of a sudden, even sometimes things that are not that important, like extra 5 minutes of sleep becomes very important. Somehow, things that your phone becomes very important, emails become important. The reason for this is that Satan knows that it's important. So he attacks it. And as he does with everything else, the battleground is your mind. This has been the burden of this conference. We need to know God in a godless age. We do not want to have godless days. And a good way to know God is to begin in the morning and to have a morning that is filled with God himself. But back to the mind. There's a verse, 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, as we overthrow reasonings and every high thing, rising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. In the morning, you wake up, first thing, Satan starts to throw darts into your mind. They come out of nowhere. It could be your homework. It could be exam, project, things you go through at school, work, people, persons. There's an account in Exodus, actually, 34, where the Lord asks Moses to come up in the morning. He says, don't bring any people with you. And he also mentions, don't let any of the sheep be grazing. Let nothing be seen. This is how we should be when we're in the morning. Nothing should be seen in our mind. But we wake up with lots of things seen. So we need some help. How do we deal with these things in our mind? First practical procedure or practical principle in the morning is open your mouth. Very difficult to have morning revival silent. I've tried that a lot of times, and I end up somewhere else. It's good to, as Matt said yesterday very eloquently, move air across your vocal cords. Call on the name of the Lord. Sing. oftentimes what helps for me is there are concerns on your mind, oftentimes very legitimate concerns. As I mentioned earlier, you may have an exam that day. You may have a project that day. You may have some anxiety that's on your heart. It's not a sin. It's not something you confess. But you do need to take these items out one by one and cast them on the Lord. Lord, I have a project that's due. I'm not quite done yet. I only have a few hours left. You need to, as we do this, we take these things out one by one. It calms our inward being. Our mind is very noisy. The first thing we need to learn in the morning is to stop our mind, to quiet ourselves. So when we come to the Lord, it is just the Lord alone. That morning would be full of God. Sometimes you need to even be vocal towards Satan. I like the Lord when Satan comes to tempt him. This was recited the previous day. Go away, Satan! Amen. we're too nice to him sometimes. Have some attitude. Go away, vocally. Go away, Satan. Oh, this one's open. This takes practice because our mind does wander. I'll just say for me, it takes many times in the morning, many cycles of this. I'll start, amen, Lord, and then a mind will wander, oh, hey, what about this? I'll be thinking about it, and then, oh, amen, amen, Lord. And you have to come back. And this may happen 3, 4, 5 times. This is to, in this, we need to learn how to come back to the Lord, how to take these things out one by one to quiet our inward being. So at this point, morning revival is important. This makes the Lord most important in the morning. The next part of the title is having the importance of having a time. Also very practical advice. Set a time. If you're like me, you like to just have a sequence of events as opposed to set times. But what ends up happening is things slide and your time gets eaten up. It's like setting a time gives it protection. It protects your morning time. This is why it's important. You need to fight for it. Prevent things from coming in. Most of the things in the Bible that are holy, they have some very distinct boundaries to them. The Ezekiel's temple that we were looking at in the past training, it had a very thick wall. New Jerusalem has a wall around it. We need to set very distinct boundaries so we know nothing comes in during that time. There were holy things, there were holy places in the Bible. Also in the Bible, there were holy times. There were set times. Those were holy to the Lord. We also in the morning need to set a definite time because it takes time. You can't do it in a few minutes. Often you find when you get into it, it takes 10, 20, maybe I think best is 30 minutes to spend time with the Lord. And then also, okay, it's importance of having a time with the Lord. This is the goal. The goal is not to finish your Bible reading. It is not to read the excerpt in your booklet. It is not to confess. We do need to confess, but confession is not the goal. The goal is to be with the Lord. Amen. One thing I have asked of Jehovah, this is Psalm 27:4, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire in his temple. We come to the Lord just to behold his beauty. Tell him. It's good to just tell him simply, Lord, I'm here just for you. Okay? And the last part of the title is it's in the morning. This is before the world wakes up. The godless age is not up that early in the morning. This is the best time. It really is. The godless age happens in the evening. We are children of the light. Amen. We love the morning. God is a morning person. I might not be a morning person. Some of us might not be a morning person, but the Lord loves the morning. There's a special portion reserved for those who arise early in the morning. So we need to learn the importance of having a time with the Lord in the morning. Amen.
Amen. God morning. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, we have the mornings. You give us the mornings. Spend time with you. Time before your face. Amen. So I just want to briefly again share a little more. Praise the Lord that for the importance of having a time with the Lord in the morning. Amen. We are coming to a person, Amen. A wonderful living person, Amen. And we want to just love him. Amen. We want to open our heart to him Amen. Every morning. Let's look at the verse here in Lamentations 3, 22 through 23. I just really appreciated these verses, all these verses, but this one. It is Jehovah's loving kindness that we are not consumed, for his compassions do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Amen. Oh, for time's sake, maybe you can read it, eat it later, but great is his faithfulness.
Amen.
His compassions are new
every morning.
Every morning. So that's true whether we fail or whether we have a wonderful time with the Lord in the morning, right? And just a few things on my heart is just, I just want to give you a long-range view, brothers and sisters. You're young, right? The Lord's recovery is ahead of you. Myself, even my wife, we came in when we were like 18 and 19. So that was, I'm about on the crest of my 38th year in the recovery. So if we don't bring the Lord back soon, I just want you know, you may have 30, 40, 50, 60 years ahead of you. And so you've got a long time to develop this relationship with your wonderful Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And so we just, you know, we just do what we can. We just do our best, right? The enemy, he's a liar. He wants to, you know, discourage us, give you, you know, in the morning, as Jonah brought up, the thoughts, you know, you didn't have morning watch yesterday, or you didn't spend time with the Lord last week. You know, you just tell him, what's our theme for him? Go away, Satan! Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Amen. So, don't take the enemy's discouraging thoughts. But we have a new mercies every morning.
Amen.
And we just come to the Lord every morning. And so then also, like Jonah mentioned, we should have a set place. We should a set time. I have a set place, but we're rearranging our furniture and rearranging our house a little bit, so I have to find a new set place when it's all put back together. But have a set time, have a set place, and come to Jesus.
Amen.
Just love him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And so... I'll just close here. We'll sing hymn 554. But we want to be those that just come to the Lord.
Amen.
Come to your dear Savior.